What does it mean to be saved? Few questions are more important than this. What does it mean to be saved? Many people use the word saved, but not everyone understands what the Bible means by it. Some think salvation means joining a church, being baptized, turning over a new leaf, or trying harder to live right. Those things may have their place, but none of them is salvation. To be saved means to be rescued by God from sin, judgment, and eternal separation from Him. It means a guilty sinner has been forgiven, redeemed, born again, and given everlasting life through faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says all people are sinners. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Sin is not just a mistake or bad habit. Sin is rebellion against God. It separates man from God and brings judgment. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Because of sin, man has earned death. But the same verse gives hope. "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Salvation is not a reward for religious effort. It is the free gift of God. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not as a result of works." Salvation is by grace. It is received through faith, not earned by human effort. This is important because many people confuse salvation with religion. Religion can make a person look clean on the outside, but only Christ can cleanse the soul. Religion can put a name on a church roll, but only Christ can write a name in heaven. Religion can teach a person how to behave, but only Christ can give new life. Jesus said in John 3:3, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Salvation is not merely improvement, it is the new birth. The sinner does not need a spiritual patch job. He needs life from God. To be saved, a person must come to Christ by faith. He must stop trusting himself, his works, his baptism, his church connection, or his religious record, and trust Jesus Christ alone as Savior. The gospel is simple and powerful. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 says Christ died for our sins. He was buried, and he was raised on the third day. Jesus died as the sacrifice for sinners. He paid the debt we could not pay. He rose again in victory over sin, death, and the grave. That is why salvation is found only in him. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." He did not say he was one way among many. He said he is the way. When a sinner trusts Christ, God forgives him. His sins are placed under the blood of Christ. He is no longer condemned. Romans 8:1 says, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." To be saved also means to receive eternal life. John 3:16 says that whoever believes in Christ shall not perish but have eternal life. Eternal life is not temporary life. The believer is secure because salvation rests on Christ, not on man. Jesus said in John 10:28, "I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish." A saved person belongs to Christ and is kept by Christ. Does this mean obedience does not matter? Not at all. A saved person should desire to obey the Lord. He should follow Christ in baptism, unite with a true New Testament church, worship with God's people, learn the Word, observe the ordinances, and live faithfully. But those things do not save him. They are acts of obedience because he has already been saved. Baptism is important, but baptism does not wash away sin. Church membership is important, but church membership does not give eternal life. Good works are important, but they are the fruit of salvation, not the cause of it. A saved person is not perfect. He still struggles with the flesh. He still needs confession, correction, and growth. But he is no longer what he once was. He has been born again. He has a new Lord, a new life, a new hope, and a new future. So what does it mean to be saved? It means a sinner has been rescued by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It means his sins are forgiven. It means he is born again and given eternal life. It means he is no longer under condemnation. It means he belongs to Christ forever. The most important question is not, am I religious? It is not, have I been baptized? It is not, is my name on a church roll? The most important question is, have I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior? If your hope is in yourself, your works, your baptism, your church, or your goodness, you are resting on the wrong foundation. But if your faith is in Jesus Christ alone, then you have the salvation only He can give. To be saved is to be rescued by Christ, kept by Christ, and given eternal life through Christ. That is salvation.